This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all know the big game is tomorrow night in New Orleans, Kansas City, and Philadelphia. And then a week from Sunday, it is NASCAR's biggest event, the Daytona 500. The Great American Race is coming up. Speed Weeks, a lot of activities going on at Daytona. And then hopefully the weather is good for the 500. It's one of those sporting events that's still on my bucket list that I want to get there. Don't know if I ever get to the Masters, but I certainly want to get to a Daytona 500. It won't be this year, but one of these years. And joining us from The Athletic, and he covers motorsports and NASCAR, is Jordan Bianchi. Jordan, good to visit with you.
It's good to visit you with you, and I don't mean to rub it in, but I'm down here in Daytona Beach already, and it's in the 70s and sunny, and there's not a cloud in the sky. So I'm not trying to rub it in, but that's just the weather conditions down here right now.
Yeah, and hopefully the weather stays great all week. Don't want to see weather problems for the Daytona 500 and the Great American Race. Before we get to that, let's get to the Clash. I was so grateful for the Clash, because it was the first weekend without meaningful football, and I'm talking college or pro football, since late August. I know the NFL doesn't start until September, but there's college football in late August. There's high school football getting started. So it's kind of like, now what am I going to do? Oh, the Clash at historic Bowman Gray Stadium. Tell us more. How cool was that?
It was very, very cool. It was like stepping back into a time machine. And those who aren't familiar with Bowman Gray, it is a racetrack that used to, you know, literally they have a football field in the middle that a Division II school plays there. The track has been around since 1937. Its roots, you know, even go back further than NASCAR's. It's this old school classic short track. When you think of NASCAR, you think of short track racing and, you know, guys running into each other and that kind of thing. That is what Bowman Gray is all about. And NASCAR went back there for the first time since 1971, and it was incredible. It was only about, and I say this in air quotes, there's only about 19,000 people there, but it felt like four times that. It just had this amazing intensity and the atmosphere, and the fans were into it. It was everything that you want it to be to kind of kick off your season. And it's exactly what you said, Steve. It's like it's purposely put on that Sunday between the championship, the conference championship games, and the Super Bowl on Big Fox, as a way to kind of like, hey, NASCAR's right here. It's a little bit of an appetizer. And then 2 weeks you watch the Daytona 500. So cool. Kudos to NASCAR for pulling it off, because it's not something that a lot of people ever thought was going to happen.
Yeah, and what's so great is there's a history. And really, you're talking about motorsports in a phone booth. I mean, it is a tiny track. To say it is in a college football stadium is an understatement. And it's not the Coliseum, because they built that track in the LA Coliseum a couple of times for this event. this was really good and filled a void in my sports viewing schedule. So I'm forever grateful.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's a great little, you know, kind of like I said, it gets you excited for the season. And, you know, the Coliseum was a great event. And that NASCAR was able to build a football stadium in the LA Coliseum, you know, is a testament to them, what they're able to do. But that had kind of run its course after 3 years. And you kind of got to keep things fresh. And this is an opportunity to go to an old school track to kind of reignite the fan base a little bit. And then the question is what are you going to do next year with this? You go back to Bowman Gray, do you go to a different short track? There's a really big push to even take this race to, like, Brazil or somewhere internationally. Nationally. So a cool thing. And then, like I said, it gets us ready for Daytona in a few weeks.
Yeah, and the NASCAR has changed it up a lot. You and I in the past have talked about how particularly the summer schedule got really stale. Two trips to Pocono and two trips to Michigan. With all due respect to those tracks, the Tricky Triangle and Michigan, it just was really, really stale, and I'm glad they mixed it up. They put a ton of money into North Wilkesboro, on and on and on. I think it's great, the variety. They did the show at Road America a couple years in a row. Very, very cool. And I encourage that. They came to Iowa with the Cup Series. All good things.
It is, and they've really taken a lot of the redundancy and staleness out of the schedule and removed that and injected it with new tracks, which gives new energy and excitement, and it just doesn't feel like the same repetitive thing, especially through the summer months, because that was really the big thing. And now you're going into new markets. You know, you're going into Austin, Texas. You're going into Nashville. You have the race right in downtown L.A. You've got a race in St. Louis and Iowa and et cetera, et cetera. And it just allows. And even this year, NASCAR is going to Mexico City. That's something that's completely new and different. But because you were able to basically, you know, take a stick of dynamite to the schedule and blow it up and get rid of a lot of places and dates that you just didn't need second dates at, it has allowed you to be creative with it, and it's given NASCAR a big jolt, and hopefully NASCAR continues this ascent it's been on, where they have some momentum behind it now. The television ratings are strong, and it really kind of feels like it's kind of come out of its doldrums that it was in for a long time there.
Yeah, and by the way, North Wilkesboro hosts the All-Star Race as we get into May, which seems like a long time, but you know how that goes. Time flies, and before you know it, we'll be counting down to the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. All right, on to the Daytona 500. You did a piece at The Athletic about the drivers who haven't been able to break through in the Great American Race.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a big number of them, and I guess Kyle Busch is probably first and foremost. You know, Kyle's been racing, he's a two-time champion and been racing in the Daytona 500 now since 2005, and he's come close. He almost won this race a couple years ago, and he has not done it, and it's the one crown jewel that he's missing. He's won the other three big crown jewel races in NASCAR. He's got a couple Cup Series championships, but the one thing he's missing from his resume is a Daytona 500 win, and that's something that Kyle badly wants to do. And you can make the comparisons, I mean, and people have, of he's kind of become the Dale Earnhardt of his generation at Daytona, and it's not far-fetched when you look at it. A lot of near misses, a lot of woulda, shoulda, coulda's, but just hasn't been able to do it. So he is certainly one driver. Brad Keselowski's another driver, a Cup champion who doesn't have a win in this race, and then like a Chase Elliott as well. And so quite a few big names have not won this race and had their moment to celebrate to winning the Great American Race, and it just adds to it. It just shows you how hard this race is to win.
And how would you rank them? Daytona 500's number one. You got the Southern 500, traditionally Labor Day weekend over the years. Maybe the next biggest. I know Indy's huge for the drivers. And you've got the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. With the Daytona 500 above those, but is that how you would kind of rank the top races and the most meaningful?
Yeah, I mean, those are definitely the four majors, right? If you're going to compare it to golf and you've got your four majors over there, these are the four majors. You've got the Coke 600 at Charlotte, you've got Southern 500 at Darlington, you've got the Brickyard 400 at Indy, and then obviously Daytona 500. Daytona 500 among those four is certainly number one. Where it falls after that on the spectrum of the three, it kind of depends. I mean, the Southern 500 is probably the toughest to win because it's Darlington, and it's an absolute grind, and it's the oldest speedway. It's been around since 1950. But then there's some drivers that say winning Indianapolis Motor Speedway is historic, and being able to do that is tough. And then there's other people that say, listen, if I can win the 600 in Charlotte, which is my home race in the backyard of all the teams and everything else, that's a big deal. So kind of a bit of a personal preference, but winning any one of those is a big thing. And it's one of those are the four races, though, that when you look at resumes, when it's all said and done, you say, okay, they won these races. Because if you win one of those races, you've certainly earned it.
Jordan Bianchi joining us from The Athletic, covers motorsports and NASCAR, the Daytona 500 coming up a week from Sunday, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Before we let you go, Jordan, want to talk about the Hall of Famers and another piece you did, fascinating read about Carl Edwards. Here was a guy at the top of the sport, one of the most popular drivers. When he'd win, he'd do that backflip. If memory serves, he'd stand on the door and backflip, and right, and he stepped away and just disappeared, and now he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, he did. He just stepped away and he vanished in the prime of his career. He really came off a championship in 2016 that he thought he should have won. He probably should have won it. And it feels like it got taken away from him, and he just disappeared. And a lot of people in the industry were like, "What? Why is he leaving? Is there something more?" He was just like, "No, I want to spend time with my family." But people really had a hard time, I don't say believing that, but they're like, "Is there something more going on here? Was he injured? That kind of thing." It's like, no, he just was gone, and he hasn't been around at all. But the thing of it is he has come back, and he's gone through this process of, you know, learning that he was going to be in the Hall of Fame a year ago, and then all through this journey that, he's been welcomed back by fans. And he admits, like, he was really, really scared to come back and go through this because he didn't know how well he was going to be received. He didn't think fans were going to appreciate the fact that he was there, and then but he had just left. And he has really kind of reconnected with fans, and he's rediscovered his love of NASCAR, too. And he has said, like, I thought I could just leave and never think about it again, and I realized that I couldn't. So it's kind of been a full circle thing for him, and to have him kind of be very candid about his emotions and his path to get to this point, he gave a Hall of Fame speech last night that was really among the best I've ever heard, and he was very, very open about his feelings. And if you haven't heard it, I would recommend checking it out. But he talks about it and of how he was just really worried of doing this, that people weren't going to accept him, and they have certainly opened their arms, and it's been a humbling moment for him for sure.
And one of the more unique celebrations, as a matter of fact, YouTube has a compilation of the Carl Edwards backflips. They've got it all on YouTube, so.
Yeah, it's I don't know how he does it. There was a lot of people last night that are chanting for him to do a backflip, and it's like he's on a stage with dress shoes. Like, I just don't think this is a good idea. His wife was not at all in favor of it, and so ultimately Carl did the smart thing and listened to his wife and didn't do it. But man, it would have been interesting to see. I probably could do it. He's in great shape, so.
I'm sure. Jordan, great to visit with you as always. Have a great week at Daytona. Hopefully we can do it again down the road.
Look forward to it, my friend, and we'll talk down the road, and thanks again.
There he is, Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic, covers NASCAR here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.